And we have Lorain head coach Dan Finley joining us now at the table. Coach, we appreciate the time. And oh, let's start off by getting your expectations on the upcoming season for the Titans.
Well, we're going to be really young this year. Got a lot of freshmen coming in, a lot of sophomores. I only have one senior this year. I think my lightweights are going to be pretty tough this year. As long as we get out and just work hard all year, I think towards the end of the year we'll start getting a little bit better. And I'm hoping that we do pretty good this year in the LEL. Wasn't the finish I wanted last year. We ended up catching the bug at the wrong time of the year and had to have four guys out coming into the LEL. So hoping we can finish top two over there this year. It'd be nice to finish there. So,
Coach, obviously your son had a great career at Lorain, and just kind of have you reflected on the time you guys got to spend together, and especially you becoming the coach of the team and getting to share that pretty great senior season with him? It's kind of been a fun experience as you look back on it.
Hasn't really like set in that he's done, because he's coaching with me this year. So,
okay.
Him still being in the room, but then actually not actually going to be able to compete that's probably when it's going to really set in. But he's always been like one of the coaches, like a second coach in the room. So I think it's going to be a good transition. And then hopefully next year he's going to go into wrestling somewhere again, and I can get him out of here and send him on his own. So.
with him now not in the lineup, is it almost easier to be a head coach knowing now you don't have, like, you know, I know you probably had to sometimes struggle to make sure you were dividing your time up, but now it's like you can like kind of do that a little bit easier, I guess?
Yeah, I think I won't have to worry about where he's at all the time, and I could just concentrate on all the kids instead of make sure he's not eating nothing when he's not supposed to be eating or getting up and doing stuff. So, yeah, I think my time will be – it's going to be a little bit easier to watch all the other guys and not so much have to just – focus some of my time on him. And
well, obviously I heard who I expected the leader to be was Brandon Crawford, and I heard he has transferred over to Elyria High. So who do you kind of see stepping into that role that he was going to be as far as the leader on the mat and maybe in the room?
Xavier Santiago and Santana Sanchez have both really took on the leadership role of the team and pushing everybody a little bit here in open mats. Santana had a really good summer, a lot of lifting. He went to a couple camps in Michigan, and he's really I'm looking for him to have a pretty good season. With Xavier Santiago, he did some wrestling in Las Vegas this year. He's been doing a lot this summer too, and like he was one mental mistake away from being a district qualifier last year. He was the district alternate, and just – he really, if he hadn't done what he did, he should have been in there and probably could have made a little bit of noise in districts this year. But so I look for a big season from him too. So,
Dan, talk to me about the conference a little bit. You're in the LEL, no neighbor rivalry. Have you developed some rivalries in the LEL? Is it kind of catch candidate? It's all spread out all over Northeast Ohio, and sometimes that can be a little bit tough. It's probably not bad that you're not in the SWC. I don't know that you regret not being in the SWC with the way that's loaded, but just talk to me a little bit about the conference.
I'm hoping we have numbers this year in the conference. Last year, the conference tournament, the numbers were small. We picked up two teams this year. I believe Garfield Heights, and I can't remember the other team that's coming in this year. I'm just hoping we have more numbers in there. And as far as, like, our top competitor, I mean, it's usually us and Maple. It's usually we're 1 and 2. But last year, like I said, we had four kids out coming in. So, I mean, two of them were – one of them was Brandy Crawford, and the other one was Santana. We didn't have him, so it kind of hurt us, so.
You guys still run your tournament? Always,
yes.
Always been a big tournament.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the level of competition at your tournament.
It's going to be pretty much the same teams as last year. Competition, I mean, there's going to be some good individual weight classes. Looking forward to be pretty much the same. Try to get in 2 days. It's nice opening up at home. That's always a plus, just to be at home and get the kids going and not have to be on the road and hotels and all that
Dan
stuff.
Dan Turner's always told me the best hospitality room in the state of Ohio.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I can, from a journalist opinion, I can definitely tell you that's true.
We keep that tradition going.
Hey, Coach, I know all you know, high schools have their feeder programs and stuff like that, but Lorraine's is, I don't know if it's just more publicized than most, but I see a lot of, you know, Coach Worthy and that's tweeting out a lot of these kids going to state, OAC state, stuff like that. Is it kind of nice? Because it seems like every year you're going to have a few freshmen coming in that are really going to help bolster the program.
Yeah, it's good to have a lot of help in the youth, and us helping in the youth. It really helps feed the program back up. We do have a couple good freshmen coming in that I'm looking to help, but the youth is just it's a good support system. We have a lot of kids that go do a lot with Eric. A lot of kids who wrestle through his club, and it's nice. I mean, we go back and forth, and some of them go there, some of them come to us. But I mean, the whole thing is just to keep the program, keep the sport going. So I like the youth. It's really starting to thrive, and so it's good. It's a good thing.
Good deal, Coach. Well, we appreciate you stopping by here today and joining us. We wish you and the Titans the best of luck this season.
Thank you.